was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining us. The number to call in tonight live is 1-800-313-9443, and I hope you will give us a call. That number is to ask your questions and entertain a dialogue with me. That number is not for listening to the program. We've had numerous people call in to try and listen, which always gets a rise out of my producer. But I do hope you'll call in and join me because, frankly, folks, I've got nothing to say. Now, many of you listening might say, well, Sam, how is that any different than usual? And they might, in fact, be right. But I have had no time to prepare or look at notes or think about any topics of interest, except one, perhaps, which is actually a critical issue on safety that everyone needs to at least consider. But we'll have that discussion after the first break in the next segment. Folks, I just returned a few days ago from the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in Albany, New York. It was a very interesting experience, as always. It's a very quickly passing 7 days. It's a 5-day retreat, but I arrive early and I leave late. And in fact, I had a fascinating appointment with someone the day after the conference ended. And during that appointment, I actually had a vision. Let me ask you, how many of you out there get visions and seize the opportunity to commune with the Lord when He comes calling? I know secular America scoffs at such things and tend to indict people such as Pat Robinson as being fools when they say the Lord told me to do this. And I suppose some people are fools. And even some of those who might judge others as being fools might fit that definition, self-inflicted. But for me, it was a very interesting conversation. It was actually one of the few epiphanies I've had in my life, because over the next 4 hours, many things became clear to me about the techniques we're using and other things in my personal life. And it was amazing how, like dominoes falling in line, one thing after the other just simply fell into place when I gave it up to the Lord and just asked Him to show me the way. It was probably the most productive meeting the Lord has ever granted me, and I took away from it very concrete ideas, including ideas on what Lewis McFadden was trying to tell us in his speeches to Congress. And finally, after all these years, I believe that I completely understand the pathway that he was laying out for us. So you'll be hearing more about that over the next few months. At this point, it's not worthy of discussion until certain experiments and tests fall into line, but I'm sure you'll be hearing about it. Friends, that music means you don't have to put up with me for at least 3 minutes. So go to the icebox, get out the ice cream, lock up the kids. Please don't beat the dog, and join me back here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll make it.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I wake up on a cement floor every day. That's just the way it is. This program's coming to you live from Alcatraz, or at times, it just seems that way. Folks, if you haven't guessed, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Excuse me. You have me all choked up, folks. And it's my pleasure to be here with you. The call-in number tonight, and we're going to use it starting out in about 5 or 10 minutes, is 800-313-9443. You might not want to put a 1 in front of it, but then you'll just get an operator telling you you need to. So try sticking a 1 in there. Now, folks, in case you've forgotten, we have 2 places left for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat next week. All right, I'm lying. I'm playing with you. That was last week. I just wanted you to think this was a rerun, and then you could all go to bed and not be worrying about what you're missing. I noticed that commercial on the break was about the high-speed sleep system. I can tell you this. Listeners to this program have no trouble sleeping. In fact, some days I believe we specialize in that. By the way, if you do have trouble sleeping, there's a wonderful audio tape I have not listened to in maybe 15 years. It was a breakthrough piece for me entitled Love, Medicine, and Miracles by Bernie Siegel, who formerly was an oncologist out in California and eventually moved on to seminars, and he became an international personality. For all I know, poor Bernie has passed on. I hope not. But it's a two-tape series, and side B of tape two has the most wonderful guided imagery. Now, please, my fellow Christians, let's not jump under the couch and point our backsides to the window or to the computer when I mention guided imagery. Guided imagery is not about someone playing with your head and welcoming the devil in. Let's not be so fear-driven that we're scared of our own thoughts. Albeit, most of us are, or at least should be, in recovery from human thought. But guided imagery can be a very powerful technique to achieve things like sleep and relaxation and some other wonderful benefits, which were taught to me by a gal in Albany, New York. It's funny, she comes to mind. I think one day I'm going to bring her on the program. This is a gal, despite all of the breakthroughs that we made in treating headache and head pain, and believe me, we eventually discovered the cause of, an actual physical cause of headache, discovered it by working with children who are a very pure laboratory. They haven't been through all the stresses and the car accidents and other nonsense that we poor adults have invited upon ourselves. But when I had patients who were deeply engrossed in their own pain, and usually a single mom with four children from different men and has led a lifestyle that obviously needed attending to, where none of the therapies would work because she could overcome them, I did have a gal, a biofeedback specialist, who was a miracle worker because she worked on them as a Christian, as a scientist, as an authority on Eastern medicine, and also with powers that were inexplicable. And we all knew she had them. We all knew she could anticipate what you were going to say and beat you to it, among other things. And I'm not one to decline the observations of my own eyes and ears with scientific arrogance, which would be contained in the sentence, well, isn't that anecdotal? Anecdotal is how doctors healed for centuries, how doctors healed their patients. Anyway, I'm not sure how we got off on that tangent, and we will be getting to the phones in a minute, but I think I'm going to bring that gal on the program someday because she could teach people through self-mastery of their own body and their own soul how to heal themselves. She could use Eastern techniques to get them to ground themselves. She could have them commune with the Lord. I have seen her, interesting, I have seen her enter a sleep seminar that she was conducting with a physician I knew who specialized in very difficult disorders, mostly among women, chronic fatigue and Lyme disease and RA, rheumatoid arthritis, and other similar conditions, most of them autoimmune, some unknown in their character. And I watched her take a room full of people with bona fide, medically recognized sleep disorders, and half fell asleep during her first prayer, meditation, guided imagery. It was remarkable. I think if you folks would like to hear about her, I'd be happy to bring her on the program, even though it would be a little diverse from what we do. Because let's face it, folks, many of us need to explore the pathway to healing. And those of you out there listening to my voice shaking your heads right now, you know that there probably is some truth in that statement. And I'm convinced after all these years that the Lord has laid out a pathway for us, and very often it is through us and through those around us. So I think I will bring her on and explore some of those possibilities. Anyway, just a word about safety. I received this email a day or two ago. It said, Sam, an acquaintance of mine submitted a 1099-C to IRS on a presentment recipient. This was a mortgage company, who was refusing to post a $5 million promissory note, and got a call from the FBI who wanted to know, one, is this note for real? Two, where did you get $5 million to back the note? Three, where did you hear about suspicious activity reports? Needless to say, it spoiled his day. He's afraid he'll be charged with something. And that was the end of the email. I wonder, as you're listening to the program, if you have any thoughts on that, friends. If you do, call in. That would be an interesting topic to discuss. If I've said it once, I have said it easily 100 times. No one should use borrowed technology. I present things, other lecturers present things that we believe to be truth, but I am very specific, as are others, that no one should utilize anything until and unless they fully understand it, they own the technology, they know who they are and what they were doing, and therefore they can conduct themselves in honor with the United States Federal Corporation. And I truly, truly believe that. If this fellow didn't anticipate that kind of a call and what his answers ought to be, not by design, but by virtue of who he is, then really this would not have been something for him to do. I said it at the Law Merchant Retreat, but maybe I haven't emphasized it enough. I would use a 1099 in various forms and varieties to report various things that I observe. I do not suggest anyone else should. And for this reason, when you file a report like that, when a straw party that you are assisting files a report like that, it is a bona fide report which is identifying certain circumstances and events. And 1099-Cs and suspicious activity reports in anyone else's hands but a patriot will trigger an investigation of the named party. In the hands of a patriot, you can be sure that it will trigger an investigation of the patriot, because the FBI works in a manner and the Secret Service work in a manner, and all the other agencies work in a manner to protect the revenue streams of the United States. That's their job. I have no problem with that. I recognize it as truthful. I recognize it as a hungry corporation. It is what it is. I didn't sanction it. I don't seek its blessing. I give nothing to it. I seek nothing from it. And from that perspective, I know how to answer it if it comes calling. For instance, if someone's going to question me about an instrument being for real, I'm going to ask them if they're calling on behalf of a notice of dishonor from the Secretary of the Treasury, indicating some reason to suspect the instrument is not real, that the instrument is defective in some way, and if it is, please identify it to me so I can correct any errors. But if it isn't, get lost or come back with better information when I can help you. I might take the approach that I'm shocked you would even talk to me about it unless you had some identifiable defect as to where did you get $5 million to back the note. What do you think your answer should be, folks? Would you be the least bit curious if the investigator has a mortgage and never signed a promissory note? Where'd you get the value behind that promissory note? Because I suspect my value came from the same place. The faith and credit you put in me as a living man, what's that worth? Is a Federal Reserve note backed by that? I don't think so. We'll pick this up after the break. Boy, that was a quick segment, friends. It's amazing how good I've gotten at wasting your time. Please tune back in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners on this Sunday night at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is September 23rd, they tell me. It's hard, a little hard to track these days. That Law Merchant Leadership Retreat throws me right off course. It's such a profound experience. It's so disrupting to my normal biorhythms and everything else. It takes me a few weeks to recover. The phone lines tonight are open at 1-800-313-9443. I see we have some callers, and I will get to you in just a couple of minutes. I'd like to finish up first on this topic of safety and technology. Let me give you an example. I've spent a lot of time talking recently about commercial liens, and I've said many times that I don't think anyone should place a commercial lien on a bank building or a government building or something of that sort, but in certain circumstances that I would consider it. Let me emphasize that even for me, that would be high-risk business. That doesn't mean one can't find other ways to process commercial liens relatively safely. I have mentioned this at least two Law Merchant Leadership Retreats, but perhaps not as strongly as I should. Your true bill really should mention a surety. And it should be a logical surety. If it's a dispute over a house, certainly the house might be considered as the surety, the value in the house. If you're dealing with a county official, a county court, one of the state courts in the counties, a dispute over local taxation, property taxings of that sort, then I would look to the county as a surety in any one of a number of different ways. Perhaps the safest and one of the most interesting, if you were to choose this pathway from a perspective of self-education, would be to locate the bond of the public official. Some of you have done that. Some of you have attempted to do that and given up. It's usually not that hard to do. At a county level, there will be some recording office or administrator in possession of the actual bond, and you would want to see the oath of office, the bond, and the commission. In a particular county, there may even be a book of those, and you would perhaps would start by asking the county clerk where you would find the record of the oath of office of the public officials. Once you've isolated that bond, you may very well have access on the bond as to the surety, such as a risk management company or a state fund or something of that sort. Those are almost always located or have branch offices in the state capital. Now, I'm fortunate. I spent years living in a state capital, and those archives are pretty open. More open in some states than others, of course. And in that state capital is usually a representative, if not the company itself. And the representative would come in the form of an attorney on me, of course, who has the power to make decisions regarding that policy, or at least put it through the committee. And those parties could then be named as sureties on the commercial lien. Now, we've seen situations with a surety. At that point, we have a decision to make. How do we process it? You could make a claim against the bond, and that's a simple thing to do. Just stick an affidavit on top. I'm going to presume that your commercial claim includes an affidavit of statement of facts, which identifies the problems. Many of you have worked those up on such and such a date. This police officer pulled me over, et cetera, et cetera. I, of course, suggest that a public policy claim makes a lot more sense in a bankruptcy admiralty venue of law. And that would include my public policy statement. There is no evidence of a defect in the registered public record that you have filed into the county where the notary, a public official and agent for the Secretary of State, has certified that that party, that public official, has confessed to these acts, or better yet, has confessed to having stolen X amount of funds from the Special Maritime Jurisdiction. Now, just a word about that to all of our friendly FBI and judicial and Secret Service and Control of the Currency listeners, whom we fondly appreciate being here, and I mean that sincerely. If you don't understand that a promissory note is an expansion of funds in public policy, then you need to go back to the drawing board and do some reading. Why don't you start with Modern Money Mechanics, that skinny little manual from issued by the Chicago Fed many years ago, which you can find anywhere on the web or in the library. And that will provide you with I think it's on page 6, with a real good explanation of what the process of expanding the money supply is all about. And I can sum it up this way. Sign your name and ask me for money, and you've expanded the money supply. And people seem to love to do that, don't they? After the break, we'll spend another 5 minutes, and then I promise you callers will be there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, Sunday night, October something, October 21st. Did I say the 23rd earlier? Well, maybe Sunday comes twice this week, but it's October 21st to the best of my computer's recollection. And I'm just rambling on here before we get to the phones. I was saying that all of our friendly government agents out there, all you G-men out there who are monitoring the program, you might want to look up the definition of money in, or expansion of the money supply in modern money mechanics. And you'll understand that well over 90%, for all I know it's 99% of money, is not in the form of those green pieces of paper you have in your pockets and that you Secret Service fellows seek to protect. That's a fraction of the money supply. Most money in the bankrupt society that we're in consists of money of account, digits. And no, I don't mean your middle finger, although I'm sure some of you have seen that a few times. Electronic numerals, credits, transfers, vapor. I'm not saying any of this pejoratively, it's just the truth. And it is created when someone makes a promise to pay, when someone increases liability. Now, you heard me say bankrupt, and you're saying, what is he talking about? This guy's a maniac. Ask yourself this. When you trade a Federal Reserve note, well, let me ask you this first. Do you understand what a note is? A note is evidence of liability. Is it not? A note is evidence that someone owes something to somebody. And if you look at a Federal Reserve note, you'll see the signature on the left, the debtor. I believe that's the U.S. Treasurer. And a signature on the right, the Secretary of the Treasury. And that's an indication that the United States owes the face value of that instrument, and then some, I might add, to the Federal Reserve Bank. That's all that's being signified there. A bond, evidence of debt. GE owes you $10,000 when the bond matures. Your check that you write is a lien right against your account. It's evidence of liability. There is no real money. There's only money of account, money that signifies value, when in fact the law in 1933 was changed to forbid value. In fact, I saw a letter written by some public official in the executive branch indicating to a congressman, yes, the president still has the right to confiscate money on his order from U.S. citizens. I really wonder when I see those things. At that level, could the fellow possibly be ignorant that a U.S. citizen is a subject of the United States, a slave of the United States? And is willing to go along with the system, or is he not aware? And the thing is, if you're an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent or a representative of the control of the currency, either you are or are not aware that when the only medium, the operational currency of the United States for securing tangible goods and services from people is liability. And that can only exist in a state of bankruptcy. Can you not be aware that all property was confiscated from 1929 to 1933, and Roosevelt actually put a face on it statutorily and by executive order when he ordered people to turn in their gold? In this letter, this public official actually said there could be a case for assuming that people are hoarding. On that sentence alone, you have to wonder why this fellow isn't on a suicide watch. How can you hoard what's yours? How can a government, a corporate government's right to that property supersede yours unless things were backwards? And that's why many of us are coming out of the closet, folks. We are coming out of the darkness as sovereign American men and women. We're not here to fight you. But you should spend a little bit of time not reading the cliches on the public sites, but actually understanding what it is we do and therefore what it is you do before you go home and sit down and have dinner with your precious children. What if, like Joe Bannister, you discovered that all of those laws apply to fictions? Would you be able to go out in good conscience and destroy people's lives the way you do with impunity? Kick in doorways in a land where such a thing was impossible 100 years ago. Bring people in for subjugation. Treat them as cattle. When you participate in such things, how are you any different than the organized troops of the Nazi Party? Maybe a little more gentle than what went on there, but when you bring tyranny onto those you're supposed to serve en masse, the people who contact me are mature men and women, many of them in their 60s and 70s, losing everything. Men sent to jail in their 70s for 20 years of death sentence. Maybe you should look more deeply at the genuine issues which are at play before you condemn them when you're in meetings with your colleagues in those big ivory towers that you have to protect with metal detectors, armed guards, and all sorts of other secret protection systems, because the people you're supposed to serve fear you and you know it. just something, excuse me, just something to consider in the course of your average work day. So anyway, I was mentioning that if we had a commercial lien, sure, you could go and lien the building and file that publicly, and you might, and I've said this before, you'll probably have an army of attorneys. Certainly the bank attorney will call first thing, but don't be surprised if they move it to criminal. Instead, wouldn't it be smarter to stay in commerce? If you really wanted to be in commerce, you could take that commercial lien and start a bank. Literally, it's been done. It's not easy. It's been done, and it was done brilliantly by Hartford Van Dyke, and then draft against it. Those drafts, by the way, were accepted. That's not why Hartford's in prison. I found a little more detail about Hartford's situation from Sam Davis, who graced us with his presence at the leadership retreat. Victoria Joy was there. Tom Schultz was there. We had all kinds of very worthy servants of men and women in the Lord, and I'm pleased as punch that they attended. And I'm humbled by their attendance, by the way. You could, as I said, go to the risk management company with a simple notice or claim against lien or claim against public lien or officials lien and attach your commercial claim to it and put it through normal channels. I'm not saying it would be successful, but it should distress the bond and should remove that party from their public position. You could take any dishonor from risk management and monetize that through Treasury, bankruptcy court, and other procedures we've discussed. You could take the whole kit and caboodle either before or after assigning it to risk management, but certainly a dishonor from risk management on an unrebutted claim. Imagine, no response to it, no affidavit, no nothing. A certified, registered, unrebutted claim. Once risk management has dishonored it, that dishonor can be monetized against them. And assign, one way is to assign that to IRS and have IRS do the collecting. Now, I mentioned this, I think, on the last day of the conference and the fourth and fifth days of the conference. Certainly, you can use a 1099-C, and I've mentioned it many times myself, but why put yourself in the position of filing a slave's form that will bring this FBI fellow out of the closet to question you for merely reporting the facts under public policy when you could quit claim that commercial lien over to IRS and then assign it over on a UCC-3 or just name the commercial lien itself without a quit claim deed on a UCC-3 or a 1 and then assign it over on a 3. Wouldn't that be a safer commercial way to do the same thing? So that's why I say I will be happy to teach you what I know, but you need to make the decisions and think these things out, because you're not going to get away with saying, well, Sam told me to do that, because I would be ashamed of myself if I did. In fact, I don't know if I could live with myself in the eyes of the Lord. What I am teaching you is to use your head and pray to the Lord for direction. So, let's go to the phone lines. Jack, are you still on the line? All right, Jack has dropped off. Well, folks, we have a lull after the retreat, and let me invite you to call in. This is your opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation. Let me talk to you, if I may, for a few minutes about the leadership retreat and what the experience was like. And I'm saying that with the knowledge that there are no more planned. I'm going to give that a lot of thought this winter. I'm moving in various directions, including some enforcement directions. And also, this epiphany is being followed. I don't want to say more, but the technology is changing. I am transforming technology literally by the minute as fast as I can to keep up with what's entered my head. So 2008, as I've been saying for a couple of months, I know Brian's been sneaking behind my back saying it as well, is going to be a year of change and transition. and I believe that. Maybe it'll be transition for the better, maybe it'll be for the worse. But either way, it'll be educational, and I'm going to make it for the better. So, the leadership retreat, my comments on the leadership retreat are not based upon thoughts of any future retreats or making sure that you appreciate the experience from the perspective of attending in the future. They're just really unburdening my feelings about the whole experience. It's really an experience like no other I've been through other than a writer's retreat, a writer's conference, where you go and attend and meet other writers and screenplay writers, and many of them well-known, in fact, sufficiently famous that you would know them, and you remain in the enclave, in the under the watchful eye of published authors, and shake it up, and have an opportunity to explore what is a passion for every attendee, the ability to write, and the idea of somehow achieving some success in people listening to your words. Well, the leadership retreat is very much like that. The environment and the energy at this one was different than the previous one. No better, no worse, just different. And we had a different mix of people. Not as diverse as the previous ones, but nonetheless diverse compared to any Patriot Conference I'm sure most of you have ever attended. We didn't have as much time to explore case presentation as I would have liked, because the technology has grown and so many enforcement strategies have appeared. For instance, the bankruptcy technology. Every time I talk about bankruptcy court, it just seems new ideas keep flowing because it's such a furtive environment. And not an environment to create trouble for the bankruptcy judges, although I'm sure any listening tonight probably believe that's our intention. But since the country is in bankruptcy, or at least receivership, and since the bankruptcy court is the one place that at least purports to be able to provide discharge, and we know can provide set off just by the judge's gavel or the clerk's pen, all they have to do is write, that property is distributed and you've got your set off, then that's a place that people need to attend if they find no other resources at their disposal. It's one that you can have a great deal of fun in. It's educational, and I read an email at the conference that was fascinating. In fact, at the next break, I'm going to dig that out. You don't want to miss this email of a fellow who went into bankruptcy court and was fully prepared and sprung on that trustee like a tiger. The trustee had no idea that under 536 or 586, she was responsible for reporting any crime she observed, like a faulty secured lien, that is no lien at all, directly to the U.S. attorney. And she balked. And he held the papers right in her face, and I think he was there with a notary, perhaps ready with a subpoena. He will be next time. And what did she do? Run to the judge for a hearing, of course. That's what they have to do when they understand that they are about to break the law to protect whatever it is they believe they have to protect. My friends in the government, that's when you've lost your perspective, when it becomes so important to you to bury that opponent or to bury Sam Kennedy. I'm sure there are a lot of graves marked with my name on it at this point. But when that becomes your obsession in life, your tour de force, and you don't even know why, other than a feeling that you're right, I'm a judge, they have to respect me, and you don't even follow the information when someone asks you, aren't you a legal fiction? Why are you addressing that comment to me? Have I not identified myself as a living man? Are you refusing to prove jurisdiction. All I'm asking you to do is show that somehow I signed up for this, other than by virtue of my birth and having been dumb enough to walk in here today. And the questions, of course, could go on and on. So, I would suggest that in these circumstances, we turn to the Lord. Even those of you who might be secular, turn to the Lord just once and go into seclusion and enter your own mind and ask for deliverance. Ask to have the future delivered. Ask for wisdom. And you will be shocked at what appears. We're going to get to the phones immediately after this break, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I had an email during the break about the bankruptcy conference we did a month ago, and I guess we're getting quite a bit of feedback on that. people are really enjoying it. I really enjoy doing it. This fellow, I promise you, I will find the email that I read and read it to you on the air, because it's amazing what you can do in bankruptcy. If you are facing an immediate foreclosure, if you are facing collection actions and they've waded through your argument collection letters, then bankruptcy is a place to stall that initially, and then when you learn what you're doing, put an end to that permanently, because that's the place to get rid of false claims. Someone comes against you and makes a claim based upon numbers in a computer to which you have not consented, or other such scenarios, then that's the place to eliminate those, to bring those creditors in for scrutiny, and to bring whatever claims you have in your possession in as well. And one of the things we've discussed, one of the many things we've discussed about bankruptcy, is the idea of suing a friend, bringing that judgment in, and using the bankruptcy court to collect on that judgment. That's a very potent strategy. It's very simple to do, much simpler than it sounds. A lawsuit between two friends is a piece of cake, and can open up all sorts of avenues for you. If you'd like to know more about bankruptcy and operating in bankruptcy, then I suggest you download the programs from September. And if you give me a moment here, I believe I can actually find which particular programs we're talking about. This will only take a second. September 29th was an intense bankruptcy session where we did explore suing a friend, trial by notary, the use of subpoenas, all of that rolled into one. And September 16th, we actually treatment planned a bankruptcy scenario live from the Collecting a Bankruptcy Conference. A fellow by the name of Jim, who also blessed us with his attendance at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat as my guest. And I think you'll find that very, very informative. There's some of that as well on, all the dates in September, because we spoke about the trial by notary concept and led that into enforcement in the bankruptcy. Imagine having three notaries with you as friendly creditors in the bankruptcy. And imagine if the trustee gets out of line, a notary pulls out a subpoena, and another notary serves it on her right then and there to bring her in for testimony. You can have some fun doing that. And if the judge gets in the way, let's not forget that a notary has powers equivalent to the judge to force testimony and to punish those who decline. That's in their statutory law. It may not be there for long, so I suggest people think about it now. By the way, if you'd like to join the army of notaries we're trying to raise across the country, maybe army is not the right word, then please send an email to notarydepot@hush.com, D-E-P-O-T. And by the way, that's the address as well to find an experienced BIC and or commercial notary. All right, so let's go to the phones. We have Rick in California. By the way, California is a real hotbed. We probably had, I would say, 20 to 30 people from California. We had a number of cancellations, and I'm sorry to say about 10 no-shows to the conference. So if you were blocked out after all the juggling we did, folks, don't blame us. It's 10 people who didn't show. And at the last minute, fortunately, 8 people from Oakland –